One morning in particular, after communion, he gave me a light so clear about the great love he had for me, and about the fickleness and inconstancy of creatures, that my heart was so convinced as to be incapable, from that time on, of loving anyone. He taught me the way how to love people without detaching myself from him. That is, by looking at creatures as images of God, in such a way that, if I received good from creatures, I was to think that God alone was the prime author of that good, and that he had used the creature in order to send it to me, so my heart would be bound more to God. If then I received mortifications, I was to look at them also as instruments in the hands of God for my sanctification, so my heart would not remain huffy with my neighbor. In this way, it happened that I would look at all creatures in God. Whatever fault I might see in them, I would never lose esteem for them. If they mocked me, I felt obliged, thinking that they were allowing me to make more gains for my soul. If they praised me, I received those praises with contempt, saying, "Today this, tomorrow they may hate me," considering their inconstancy. In sum, my heart acquired such freedom that I myself cannot explain it.